Visiting today with OSU's Seth Bird, we're talking about cotton. And right now, I'm still hearing a lot of positivity about the crop. We're getting into the harvest in a little few months. So what are you hearing around your neck of the woods?
Yeah, same. I mean, I think it's all relative to the year we've had. I think that we are pretty optimistic considering where we thought we might be at this time. So, you know, I don't think this crop's going to break any records, but I think it's certainly in a better shape than what we thought we'd be dealing with back in May and June.
Well, I went to a little field day that we had out in Hydro, and their cotton looks really good out there as well. But what are some things that producers need to be doing right now?
Well, we're starting to see bolls start to crack in a lot of places. You know, with the forecast we've got, every day so far in the forecast, our highs are still in the 90s. And so things are going to move. If the forecast holds true, things are going to move pretty rapidly. We can see a field go from 10% open to 50% open very quickly. So I think the key right now is to get an idea of where your fields are at. And based on the variety you planted and based on the planting date, you know, you probably have a range of maturities or progress to deal with. But, you know, understand that in the weather we're having, you can go from a little bit open to 50, 60% open and be in that harvest date application window pretty fast. So I would be looking around, understand where I'm at, and be thinking about getting products if I don't already have them, and also be thinking about what I'll need to do. And I think we talked last time that, you know, one of the worries, I guess, that I have is going to be the green leaf, and that still holds true. And in the fields I've been in that have cracked bolls, there's a lot of green leaf left on the plants, and it's not naturally senescent as fast as we typically see it when the bolls start to open. So, and that's in dryland cotton too. I've been in a lot of dryland fields, and those are ones that usually turn over pretty fast, and we're not seeing that this year. So get an idea of where you're at and get an idea of what you're going to need. And it may happen sooner than you think with the weather we're forecasted.
Talk to us a little bit about some harvest aids that producers may need to take advantage of.
So, I mean, the easy thing is to talk about boll openers because everybody's going to use a boll opener. Unless you have low yield and dry land and you're going to wait for a freeze, most folks are going to apply a boll opener. And so that's Ethafon or some formulation of Ethafon. There's a lot of different ones out there. And that's something that is going to go out and hopefully will allow us to open the remaining closed portion of the harvestable boll load. And so those are bolls that we expect to open and have decently mature fiber that's not going to hurt us in terms of quality. And then, of course, defoliants are another category, and there's several different defoliants out there. There's ones that are a little more herbicidal acting, more aggressive that we typically see go out maybe on cotton that's experienced some sort of stress through the season. They're a little less temperature sensitive. And then we've got some that are sort of hormonal type products that are they're less likely to cause leaf injury, leaf stick. And so we typically see those where we have a lot of green mature leaf. A lot of times on irrigated cotton, we'll see those go out. Then we've got, you know, some that are sort of in the middle of that are herbicidal in terms of their activity, but not nearly as harsh. And those have a fit basically everywhere. And a lot of it comes down to cost. A lot of folks are going to make the call based on cost and also harvest method. You know, if you're picking, you might be a little more strict about getting leaf off the plant. Whereas with strippers, we have the ability with burr extractors to get some vegetation out, even if it comes through at harvest. So you may have a little bit of different preference in terms of your harvest days or what you want to see from your cotton based on how you're harvesting it.
And is that kind of what you were talking about, is producers need to get in their field and kind of decide what harvest aids they may need for later?
Yeah. So everybody's going to be using a boll opener. You know, that's kind of the go-to. You might be deciding on your rates right now if you're going to try to run it early. But yeah, understand that at least, again, from what I've seen, and I'm not in every single field all the time, I think we're going to have a lot of leaf to deal with. And so we don't have as much drought-stressed dryland cotton this year as maybe we normally would. And some of the products that we may be used to using may result in a little more leaf stick if we're putting them out in hot weather and we've got green, lush, mature leaf out there. On the flip side of that, if you're used to using one of those hormonal or, you know, more mild herbicidal products, you know, when we get in that range of bowl opening, you know, 60 to 70% open, we're usually, we need to knock some leaf off, but we're usually not dealing with a whole plant full of leaf. And I think this year we're going to be dealing with a lot more leaf. So we may need to pay attention to our rates. But again, with those, especially the one that sort of is a mild herbicidal product, and that's Tribufos, even at high temperatures, we can easily stick leaves with that. And so there needs to be some time taken to understand what needs to be done and when we might be doing it, to get an idea of you know, product choices and rates.
Gotcha. What are you hearing on harvest times?
Not much has changed. I would say that based on, again, what we're seeing right now with bowls cracking and the forecast, I think we, you know, by this time next month, we'll certainly be, you know, harvesting cotton, and we could be as early as the very end of September, potentially. You know, but if the forecast is good, a lot of times we tend to let things kind of progress on their own. Of course, the only caution to that is, you know, if you let it go on its own, you may be allowing some of the fiber to weather, some of the bowls to weather longer than they need to be. Maybe we can pull the trigger while the weather's still good, take advantage of conditions that are going to allow our harvest day products to work pretty rapidly. That's one thing we see is when we have clear, warm conditions, our products can work very rapidly. If we wait for the weather to turn and then we decide to spray, it can not only slow down the activity of the plants, but it's also going to prolong the amount of time that fiber is exposed to weathering. So there's no rain in the forecast right now, but that doesn't mean it can't change. And so we know that storms, whether it's wind or rain or both, throughout the month of October can be pretty damaging to open cotton.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, what is the weather event that you absolutely don't want if you're growing cotton right now?
I mean, I guess before last year, I would have said an ice storm, but we had one last year and it really didn't hurt us that bad. Honestly, I always think that the worst enemy we have is wind. You know, if you look at places on the East Coast and in the Mid-South where they have hurricanes, you know, it's the wind and the rain that they get. And we rarely get both at the same time. What we a lot of times will have happen is our plants get fully open. We get a little bit of rain on them, or even a storm comes through and it kind of gets that lint really wet, and then the next 2 to 3 days are just howling, you know, wind storms, 30 40 50 mile an hour sustained winds. And when you get those kind of conditions back to back, you can end up with a lot of cotton blown out of the plants and you lose a lot of fiber out of the bowls. And so I think once we get to the point where cotton's wide open, we've defoliated it, rain then wind for us can be a nightmare.
Are you still having to worry about any pests at this point?
I sure hope not. The one thing that you can run into would be aphids and sticky cotton. That's not something we typically see. That's usually a situation they deal with further west. Yeah, at this point, you know, if you had stink bug issues earlier on, they're going to start showing up as your bowl's open. You'll see those hard lock parts of your bowl and stained lint. But at this point, you know, hopefully you've dealt with the insects. Because, again, we've had a pretty good turnaround to the year. So we've got some good yield potential and good fiber quality potential out there. And hopefully we can capitalize on that. And hopefully people were able to control those insect pests to maximize that value.
Well, we're in the home stretch, so we'll hope we get there, right?
That's all we can do is just hope. Yep.
All right, Seth, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you.